get back to your weekly music and entertainment fix.
Backstage with Sinead Nivorda.
With all the best music, interviews, and live sessions.
On Radio Nova. Backstage. Music news update.
And joining me now to bring you up to date on all the latest in music news is Conor Irwin of Radio Nova. Conor, thanks for joining me today. Now, beforehand, we heard Two Door Cinema Club and Something Good Can Work. And you do have some great news regarding the Northern Irish trio.
We have heard the latest track from the new Two Door Cinema Club album. It's called Bad Decisions and it is from their forthcoming new album, Game Show. It's out October 14th. It is an absolute belter of a tune. These guys who have played The Picnic a couple of times before, I've seen them there before. They're back on the album trail. They're due out touring fairly soon anyway. It's kind of Prince, Bowie, high-pitched vocals. It's very, very cool. Definitely, I think if they had released it a little earlier, it would have been a real summer anthem, but it's an absolute cracker. Check it out online. It's called Bad Decisions.
It is a great song. Bit of Prince, and there's a touch of the Bee Gees in there thanks to that amazing, impressive falsetto. Great groove to it as well. Looking forward to hearing the new album, Are We Ready? And In Brackets Rec. It's coming out in October. Moving on now to news from Liam Gallagher. Hardly ever out of the news, this guy.
Liam Gallagher is to release a solo album in 2017. He signed a deal with Warner Brothers. He had previously said that he wouldn't go solo, using lots of expletives to talk about people who do go solo. Noel, are you listening kind of stuff. But he says now, very excited to be signing to the mighty Warner Brothers. Looking forward to making some super sweet sounds. And then Phil Christie, president of Warner, says, Liam's one of the all-time greats, brilliant, distinctive, controversial and captivating. The album he's currently recording is big, bold and heartfelt, and it feels important and culturally relevant. So looking forward to hearing Liam Gallagher solo in 2017.
That will definitely make for some interesting listening. Moving on now to news regarding Radiohead. This is especially great news if you're a fan of vinyl.
Yeah, finally for now, Radiohead are set to reissue their albums Kid A and Amnesiac on double vinyl on October 14th. They were released back in 2000 and 2001. The albums were initially available as double 10-inch releases on Radio's then record label Parlophone, but it has been announced that they're going to reissue them, the usual kind of thing where they're going to do the heavyweight double 12-inch vinyl and all that sort of stuff. Kid A and Amnesiac completing the reissue of Radiohead's back catalogue on vinyl. So great news for any vinyl Radiohead fans.
I can only imagine how amazing those albums are going to sound on vinyl. Kid A is definitely up there, one of my favourites. Well, Conor Irwin of Radio Nova, thanks so much for joining me in studio today.
Cheers, Sinead. Chat to you next week, maybe at Electric Picnic.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you down at the picnic, Conor. Thanks so much.
Backstage on Radio Nova.
It's Sinead Nivorda with you here on Radio Nova, and it is an Electric Picnic special. I'm backstage this evening, so yet to come on the show. Comedian Andrew Stanley will be talking about the comedic fair in store for you at the Comedy Tent. Conor McCaffrey of The Star will be sharing his tips on the more alternative acts to check out next weekend. And Jerry Fish will be revealing the weird and wonderful acts he has booked for his Electric Sideshow. And one of the many talented musicians who will be performing alongside Jerry Fish is drummer Jeremy Hickey, a.k.a. or S.A.G., a.k.a. rarely seen above ground. In fact, his performance at the Salty Dog last year was one of my highlights from last year's picnic. So he's going to be gracing Festival Revellers with his wondrous presence again this year, with two sets over the weekend, as well as his performance alongside Jerry Fish. Now, R.S.A.G. first came to my attention with his phenomenal debut album, Organic Sampler, which was nominated for the 2008 Choice Music Prize and which the Irish Times awarded the full 5 stars. He's a multi-instrumentalist hailing from Ireland. He's regarded as one of Europe's leading drummers. This guy is a force to be reckoned with. He hits the drums hard. He puts you in a trance with his addictive beats and his hypnotic bass lines. And sound is incredibly unique and his live performances enthralling. So I highly recommend you go check him out. He plays Body and Soul on Friday and the Salty Dog stage on Saturday. From RSAG and the album Organic Sampler, this is Stick to Your Line on Radio Nova.
Thank you.
How great is that song that is called Stick to Your Line from RSAG on Radio Nova? And he plays Body and Soul on Friday night and the Salty Dog stage on Saturday. I may see you at either. And Jeremy Hickey, who is RSAG, is one of the many talented musicians who will be performing alongside Jerry Fish and his Electric Sideshow. So for a healthy dose of Tom Waits, like Levels of Carnival Freakery, Sideshow Theatre and intimate offbeat musical performances, head on down to the Jerry Fish Electric Sideshow. And speaking of which, roll up, as I have Jerry Fish joining me backstage now here on Radio Nova. Jerry, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak to me today. How are all the pre-production plans coming along for the Electric Sideshow?
It's great, you know. I mean, there's so much I do, you know, I build kind of circus props and things like that, and I kind of deal with so many different people. So the tent is up in the field now. The stage is in there, a bit of a backstage. So I'll be going in next week to start dressing up and all. So it's fantastic. It's mad. It's just mad.
But it's the kind of madness that we love. So tell us what kind of madness you have lined up for this year, Jerry.
Well, I guess that's exactly it. I mean, I like to surround myself by like a family. I guess I'm a big fan of like Shangri-La in Glastonbury and Unfair Ground and that little kind of, I guess, like Pinocchio, you know when you went off and he met that kind of wayward boy and kind of they all started growing donkey tails. It's kind of a place like that I want to create.
So I've got living in a fairyland.
Yeah.
Or a fairy tale.
A little bit more anarchic, you know. I have the Frank and Walters back. I have the Academic. There's coming Engine Alley. A kind of reforming to do it. And the Blizzard. They're actually reforming to do it. But I've House of Yoga, so I've fitness. So mariachi band, Intergalactic, ex-magician are doing a slot. I mean, so I'm a big fan of them. Bitch Falcon as well, another band. So I've all sorts, and then I've got the Pony Girls, and I've got a lot of kind of neo burlesque and comedy and clowning and people setting themselves on fire and all sorts.
Oh yeah, just what the doctor ordered.
They're not supposed to be doing, you know.
But yeah, you know, the Jerry Fish Electric Sideshow does offer something that's quite out of the ordinary. You know, it does provide that welcoming mélange of the wild, the freakish, the fun and the carnival. And so having been running the show for like a succession of years at the Picnic, what has the reaction been from festival revellers? How do you feel it fits in amongst the madness of it all?
Well, I mean, I see they've kind of extended now with Hazelwoods and all that. And I think that's great and I'd welcome all that. To me, it's always been the kind of, with Glastonbury, which I'm a massive fan of and I've been going to for years and performing at, I'm really a fan of kind of the walkabout theatre and the whole thing, you know, the kind of reaction with each other, with people. To me, it's about community. That's exactly what it's about. So,
yeah.
I mean, the first thing I built was seating because I always know at a festival, I just like to sit down, you know. What I do is about fans of festivals and music. So, you know, the music is the most important thing, but hanging out and kind of, you know, meeting each other is just as important. So, you know, like I say, the first thing I thought about doing was making comfortable seating. You know?
But it's true, because you always end up sitting on the ground or trying to peer over someone's head. So it's nice to be comfortable and enjoy what you're actually experiencing.
Yeah, and lighting, you know. And also I've got, you know, I'm a big fan of nightclubs. I don't have to get a disco this year. Ryan Skelton decided to spend this autumn in Ibiza, so we'll envy him a little bit. But I've got Billy Scurry kind of helping me out. Johnny Moy is going to play. We've secret hush hush guests that I can't mention at all kind of going to appear at the tent for the first time. So that's going to be quite.
Is that within a DJ kind of format?
Yeah, there'll be DJs and some live acts. That I kind of, I'm not allowed to talk about until we land in Stradbally and the gates are closed. And
well, aren't you all connected, Mr. Jerry Fish? Aren't you?
Well, you know, I think people just like to come and have fun where we're at. You know, it's unpretentious. I mean, this as well. The other thing is, it might be crazy, but the egos are banned. You know, and we've got some of the best drag queens around from the George. Lady Vader is a friend of mine, and. So, I mean, it's just all kind of walks of life. And to me, it's a reflection of what Ireland is, really. Mm. What it really is, you know, not what the stereotype that we're painted, that it's painted to be.
Yeah.
A much broader, travelled and experienced. and diverse culture than we pretend to be, you know?
That's very true, I think. And having been away, as you know myself before, like I'm back, God, in nearly 3 years, yeah. But I've noticed huge shift in terms of people's attitude, their heart, their attitudes towards community. You mentioned community, that's become such a huge thing. And in terms of culture, I know people really embrace their own culture as well as other cultures, and I find it's just a completely different place. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's something about being Irish as well. We have a slant, you know. We've had kind of, I grew up in Brixton in the 70s, so I've experienced all sorts of racism and also that kind of melting pot and a multicultural thing. You know, we'd all have Cockney accents in school and then we'd all come home and talk in our mother's tongue, you know, whether we were Cypriots, Greeks, West Indians. And did I say geeks? Greeks. Yeah. But, you know, people from all over the planet, you know. So I've kind of grown up with that. But I was Irish, and I think we've kind of experienced every kind of, you know, famine and all sorts of things, you know, being a smaller country. And we're very ancient. We've ancient culture in here. So I just think, we're a special race, and I just would love to see us celebrate our diversity more, you know. I mean, we're hanging out on the edge of the world, you know, as it were. So in a way, the Electric Sideshow is a bit like that. It doesn't have a plan, and I don't really want a plan, you know. It's just kind of bringing all this diversity into the same place and everybody getting on with it.
Anarchic diversity. I love it. I can't wait for it. I'll be there to celebrate with you, Jerry.
Great spot, you know.
It really is. I cannot wait for it next weekend. I'll be down there anyway and broadcasting live. So, Jerry Fish, I'll see you at the Electric Sideshow and round about the arena, no doubt. Thanks so much for joining me backstage today.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Jerry. Oh, Jerry Fish, what an absolute gentleman and a wonderful ringmaster of the weird and wonderful. And what a great voice. So you can catch all the fun shenanigans at the Jerry Fish Electric Sideshow all weekend at Electric Picnic. And Jerry is going to, actually, he's got a couple of treats in store, extra treats in store for you, as well as the surprise guest DJs and live performers. He's going to be performing himself midnight shows on the Friday and the Sunday night at Electric Picnic. See you down there. It is an Electric Picnic special here on Backstage on Radio Nova right up until 7 o'clock. So joining me a little bit later on will be comedian Andrew Stanley, MC of the Comedy Tent at the Electric Picnic. And Conor McCaffrey of The Star is going to be recommending the more alternative gigs or bands to check out down at the picnic. But now it's time for this.
Backstage
on Radio Nova.
Live Room.
This week's live track is from a lady who will be performing on our shores next weekend. She goes by the name Bat for Lashes. She's a multi-instrumentalist and visual artist, Natasha Khan. She first captured our imagination and my heart back in 2006 with the atmospheric, haunting, almost cinematographic worthy album Fern Gold. She followed on with the wonderfully addictive Two Sons in 2009, then returning in 2012 with the highly critically acclaimed album The Haunted Man, which earned Natasha a Brit Award nomination for Best Female and an Ivor Novello nomination for the song Laura. She released her fourth album last month, entitled A Bride. The album follows the story of a woman whose fiancé has been killed in a crash on her way to the church for their wedding. The Bride was written as the soundtrack for a feature-length film in mind, and the album is just absolutely stunning. So if you are headed to Electric Picnic next weekend, do not miss her. Bat for Lashes plays on Sunday night. The song I'm going to play for now is her wonderfully delicate, if slightly eerie, take on Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. Bat for Lashes on Radio Nova.
Got a bad desire. the middle of my head by you. You cool my desire.
Such a beautiful cover, isn't it? Bat for Lashes on Radio Nova and her take on the Bruce Springsteen track I'm on Fire, as Bat for Lashes is going to be performing at Stradbally Estate next weekend. She's playing there on the Sunday night, so I'll see you up the front for that one. Now, before we hear from Conor McCaffrey of The Star and his tips on the more alternative acts to check out, it's time to talk comedy with Mr. Andrew Stanley. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am pretty good, thanks. I've got you on the show because you're going to be comparing the Comedy Tent at Electric Picnic next weekend. So excited.
Yeah, back again. Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's my seventh year maybe hosting it, and then kind of my third year on my own. So it's always good fun again, and the lineup is, as always, the lineup is amazing. You know, the Bandits are back, Abandoned Man is back, David Doherty, Dylan Moran. I mean, it's pretty hardcore comedy lineup.
Man, Rubber Bandits are absolutely hilarious. Love them.
Yeah, they rip it every year. Last year, my favourite scene was the whole crowd standing up and a little six-year-old in the front row rocking along to them for their whole, like, 40-minute set.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it was adorable and weird.
Exactly. If they're talking about things they normally talk about. Actually, they're one of my standouts. Like, for me, Beastie Boys is up there, number one. Number two being New Order. But Rubber Bandit still is one of my most memorable experiences, memories, I guess, off the picnic there.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. They always put on a good show, which is, it kind of makes the Comedy Tent a little bit different from your normal stand-up Comedy Tent.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were just saying that you've been in Edinburgh for the Comedy Festival there since the start of the month. I was just asking before we went on air there. Is it tiring trying to be funny all the time?
Not when you're as naturally funny as me. Especially over here, it's four weeks. You know, you do your own solo show every day, and then you do loads of like compilation shows to promote yourself and everything. So, I mean, yesterday I did six shows. The day before I did five. So it's just, can get a bit tiring, but it's only 2 days left, so nearly done now.
Nearly there, and then you're back to the picnic madness.
Exactly. I actually go to Belfast on Tuesday from here, and then I'm in Dublin for like a day and a half before the picnic.
Nice. So you'll get your own proper bed for a little bit.
For a little bit.
For a little bit is right. So, Quinn, what would be your festival survival tips for the weekend?
I think you've got to set up your tent as soon as you get there. Don't delay and think, well, the weather's fine, we'll do it now. Just get it done as soon as you get there. Don't camp downhill.
Okay.
Bring lots of toilet roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you need to chill out, go to the Comedy Tent.
Oh, come on.
The Comedy Tent.
Okay, well, we know. We'll be there. Well, Andrew Stanley, apparently the best MC in the biz. Do you believe your own hype?
I do. I wrote that.
You did, didn't you?
I probably did.
Well, Andrew, I'll see you down at the picnic. Thanks a million.
See you down there. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Backstage.
Entertainment update.
And now to give you the tips on who to check out at the picnic next weekend is Conor McCaffrey of The Star. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm not too bad.
Good to have you back. So we've been dedicating the show to a Electric Picnic. Cannot wait for next weekend. And I want to hear, though, what your tips would be on the people to catch. Because obviously there are a lot of the headliners. People are going to be running to catch LCD Sound System and New Order. But let's have a look at the little acts for a moment.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, probably the best thing that is, you know, you go down the list, get your head right, that kind of thing. Probably one I would pick out overall, you know, the big, absolutely massive ones would probably be Savages. You know, the kind of the post-punk band from their British band. I've seen them a few times, seen them in Brighton last year, seen them in Primavera. Just absolutely just the most energy you've seen of any band.
Brilliant.
The singer, she just like spends quite a lot of it even just poking her like finger at the crowd, just jumping on top of people, like she's like an absolute force of nature. So that would be a definite, that would be one of my top picks.
I know Henry Rollins likes them.
Yeah, even Swans, like they invited them on to play the festival I went to in Swans in Brighton. That was their personal choice. They brought Savages on.
So Savages, they sound like to be amazing live. Who else would you recommend to check out?
Definitely Riz and Gano family, who were, I seen them a few months ago and their album launch in the Sugar Club.
Oh man, I was DJing in Eastside Tavern.
Sure,
that
I called in after.
Yeah, you did, heard a load of people bailed over afterwards. Yeah. Party.
So that was like one of the most energetic rap shows I've ever seen. You know, a lot of the times rap shows can be a little bit kind of slightly under the weather, like, but this one was just amazing. That should be a brilliant one.
Yeah.
Also, Bad for Lashes.
Oh,
would be.
I heart her.
Yeah, I think I seen her play the last time she played at the picnic, which was maybe 3 years ago. Mm. Kind of Sunday evening, 9 o'clock kind of time, just
nice.
Perfect time. She's her new album, The Bride. So it's going to be like a whole very different set list this time. That should be another kind of transcendent gig from Natasha Khan.
It'll be beautiful. She's playing this Sunday. I love all of her albums, and Fur and Gold, I still have a special place in my heart for that first album, but she'd be amazing regardless. I do love the new album. Speaking of Sundays, you got a great one for Sunday.
Yeah, Wild Beasts. In fact, I think it's taken me about 6 years to kind of probably properly get into Wild Beasts. I've seen them seen them a few times live, but I think I keep going to see them without properly listening to the records. Then I just kind of half watch them. But their new album, Boy King, is totally brilliant. I've been listening to that like loads the last few weeks, so I'm definitely going to be up at the front for Wild Beasts.
Nice. And now for something a little bit outside of the normal Nova scope.
Yes, I'm kind of afraid you might kick me out of the studio here for recommending another hip-hop act, but this is Nas, legendary New York rapper, playing his breakthrough album, Illmatic, right, start to finish. So that'll be a pretty special event.
Nice. So out of the big guys, who would you be running for?
Probably New Order, right?
Yeah,
New Order. Of course.
And for those of you, though, who aren't headed Strad Ballybound next weekend, Conor does have some tips to check out and a couple of gigs happening around Dublin. So there's a pretty special celebration coming up in Vicar Street, isn't there?
Yeah, it's like this is a nice tribute to Ronnie Drew, who's actually died like 8 years ago this month.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
The celebration this Friday in Vicar Street is called Here's to You, Ronnie Drew, a celebration of song and story. So there'll be plenty of yarns and music from John Sheehan, Declan O'Rourke, Mike Hanrahan, Eleanor Shanley, The Newlas, Phil Coulter, Mary Coughlin, Phelim Drew, a few other surprises, loads more. And all proceeds go to the Cancer Research Clinic at St Vincent's Hospital, so you couldn't get a much better cause than that, you know.
Absolutely not, no. Well, Conor McCaffrey, I will see you at Electric Picnic next weekend. Thanks so much for popping in.
Alright, see you then.
Bye.
Next Saturday on Backstage.
I will be broadcasting from Backstage at Electric Picnic. I cannot wait for it. May see you down there, but if you're not headed down, tune in to get a little piece of the action between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Radio Nova. Peter Devlin is on the way next with the Saturday soundtrack. He's going to be playing music from Electric Picnic artists such as Whitney and LCD Sound System. He's also got great tunes for you from Paul Weller and the Stone Roses. He'll be with you right after the Nova News update at 7. Have a great weekend.